Blog Talk Radio. Happy Hump Day Wednesday. Though that was the sound of my fellow Blog Talk Radio cohort, Sexy India, known as India Morrell. That was her song, XO. She sounds great, doesn't she? I love her show also, Dollhouse Radio, so I must shout her out, she and her crazy crew. I missed her show last night, if it aired. I think it did, and I missed it. I did my best to get to listen before the live broadcast ended, but her show airs Tuesdays and Saturdays, and they are hilarious. Very informative, but very hilarious. And before that, of course, you heard, I love it. And do I say it right? I can't sound like Al. I love that song, and I love all his songs. On Honey, I'm Home CD, just a sexy romantic CD. I recommend it definitely since Valentine's Day is quickly approaching us. So you're listening to Culture Shock and the Terror Reports, and I am Beth. And today the topic is, because I'm back to the topic format that apparently all of us love. Of course, I love it. Cheaters. Is it true? Once a cheater, always a cheater. Can cheaters be reformed? I'm in the chat room. There's been guests coming in and out the chat room before the show and as the songs were playing. Also, 714-409-0614. Feel free to chime in and share your insight. An amazing topic. I've tweeted and posted a lot of articles and stories regarding the topic. And throughout, well, 43 years or so, I consider myself, I've always been monogamous in relationships, just dating to exclusive dating someone or married. I've been married twice. So I don't know if, honestly, I never caught anybody like red-handed, but suspected a person maybe been cheating on me or what. So, and then also, I guess I can say I've never cheated on anyone, but if the next time I get in an exclusive relationship, I hope I don't cheat on the person. If a cheater can be reformed, can a non-cheater turn into a cheater? That is something that's scary. That's a whole another show. That is just amazing. But from what I've seen through couples that have experienced that and also throughout my research, that cheaters can be reformed. But it takes a lot of commitment, and it's not a easy road to travel, because when one realizes that their mate, their significant other, is cheating on them, it's very heartbreaking. And a lot of tears cry, a lot of anger happens, and a lot of emotions surface. So throughout my research, a lot of couples can, if they really work at it, can salvage their relationships. But some people, you know, one strike, that's it, you know. So reform cheaters, feel free to call in, 714-409-0614. I must send my condolences out to a friend of mine, a former customer of mine when I worked at a Mississippi-based department store, Mac Ray's, a Republican friend of mine, a very successful businessman that in recent years had some very horrific things to happen in his life. I'm going to send my condolences out to Stuart Irby's family and loved ones and all who knew him regarding his death last night. I was very shocked when my sister called me and told me that she had just seen breaking news story on Fox News that Stuart Irvin had been found deceased, apparently hung, suicide. We must do our best to stop suicide, prevent suicide. Wow, the people I know in this are the friends I've lost due to suicide has been just horrific from the time I've been on this earth, and friends of all backgrounds. And people that say black people don't commit suicide are out of touch. But this is a Caucasian successful businessman, self-made millionaire. He formerly ran a company that his grandfather started in the 1920s, and Irby Lighting. And so a lot of you all are familiar with his story, because he and his former wife had been in a bag accident which killed two doctors a few years ago. And also just last week, former Governor Haley Barbour pardoned his ex-wife, who had received numerous years in prison, had pardoned her. And so last night, he was apparently found by his caretaker, where he had committed suicide and hung himself. And I had the pleasure of knowing him, meeting him when he was running the company. I think we met like in the late 80s, like 89, and all were, and like I said, we're fellow Republicans and so on. So it's just, I'm saddened by it, but am I surprised? I'm sort of not surprised, because he's been in like more trouble in like the past year, and he was arrested for being intoxicated in this area of the metropolitan area of Jackson in Ridgeland on the reservoir, been highly intoxicated and on his motorcycle. And right then, I thought that was a red flag right there, because that was very dangerous to be highly intoxicated and riding on your motorcycle. That sounded like putting your life at risk right there. So that's something. My prayers go out to the two doctors too that was killed in that horrific accident a few years ago also. But is it just something? We need to do something to prevent suicides. And the way the economy has been going on, so I know the suicide rate has not probably has not gone down. So definitely do a show in the near future regarding preventing suicide. Hello to everyone in the chat room. We're having a morning party in the chat room. And so what's up to everyone that's in the chat room? And the number is 714-409-0614. And I also still send out prayers to my neighbors, the Browns, regarding my neighbor. I don't have an update. Many have been asking about update regarding my neighbor's condition. She was readmitted to the hospital on Monday. Like an hour and a half after she and I had spoken to each other and wished each other a very happy Martin Luther King holiday. Hopefully I'll find out and get an update on her condition this morning. So I'm like on pins and needles regarding what the news I'll receive. But also I have community news to share, and I want to talk more about this. Can cheaters be reformed? On Friday is Sports Friday. And on Saturday, we'll be talking about sports and entertainment and beauty. Monday, this is something that I've been looking for since 2007. And this is to talk with and interview one of my favorite hip-hop artist producers, Slow-O. What's up, Team Phil Mo? San Francisco, stand up. Yeah, you all beat my Saints, the Houdet Nation, but I do have love for San Francisco. And so what's up? What's up, Bay Area? Monday is going to be a party. Definitely Monday morning, bright and early. Wow, it's 5:30 here. That means Slow-O will be tollering at me at 3:30 a.m. California time, because Slow-O is dropping new music on Tuesday on the 24th. So we're going to chat and talk about his current projects and his new music and just whatever he wants to talk about. To be honest, the whole 30 minutes is going to be his. Slow-O is just so cool. He was like one of my first friends when I created my YouTube channel in 2007. And he has roots down here in Mississippi and other areas, I think Virginia. But he's really repping San Francisco Bay Area and Sacramento and so on. So definitely looking forward. I mean, if you have not heard of Slow-O, check him out. Check him out on YouTube. Check him out on Facebook, on MySpace. Just check him out. I mean, his music, his sound is just so awesome. And he has collaborated with, like, some of the best. So I'm just super excited. So you all just don't know. I'm super excited. When you all hear our talk on Monday, you will know why. I literally fell in love with this guy musically. He and his producer, Chet Make Music, just, I'm talking about just awesome. So check him out. Join his Facebook fan group, Team Filmo. And, I mean, it's just, you all will see. And also on the 28th, on Saturday, the weekend edition of Culture Shock, Oki Reiki. Yes, the singer, the song that I play often, Daydreamer, told 30 minutes on Saturday morning. Yes, yes, yes. I've been tweeting and posting and interviews and just sending out as much info about Oki Reiki as I can. He is just awesome. Definitely looking forward to talking with him. This is on the 28th on Saturday, a week from this Saturday, a week from the 21st, 28th, the 23rd, Slow O, the 28th, Oki Reiki. You know the song Daydreamer. So we'll be playing one or two other songs by Oki Reiki, and also just hearing his amazing story, and his songs and his lyrics are just so positive and just so loving, and his promotion of just loving God is just amazing. So definitely join. Don't miss those two shows. And next Wednesday, today we're talking about can cheaters be reformed? Next Wednesday, hot and celibate. I know there are hot and celibate, consenting adults who love intimacy and sex but are celibate, practicing sexual abstinence. That's the topic next Wednesday. Yeah, I know there are a lot of adults that remain virgins also. That's a whole nother topic. But do you really miss what you never had? But when you are a consenting adult and then you decide, hey, for whatever reason, right now I'm practicing sexual abstinence, celibacy. Haven't had any for more than 2 years. Yeah. But for different reasons, consenting adults choose to practice sexual abstinence. And why? And if you have never been celibate or practiced sexual abstinence, do you think you could? You know, that is a great topic and it's something to talk about. So that's next Wednesday. Just want to let you all know, even though just visit my profile and you'll see the schedule of topics and so on. And I'm constantly booking guests and so on and continue sending me more information. Those that are interested in being guest co-hosts and or being guests. And if you just want me to plug your event or your projects that you're working on. And it would be cool if you could maybe email me a PSA for like community services or events that you are working on. So that would be great too. MP3 or something like that. But I want to shout out. I'm appearing at an event on February 13th at a prestigious college here in the Jackson metropolitan area. This past weekend, I was invited to participate within a political discussion panel, which is scheduled for February 13th, like I said a few seconds ago, on the campus of the HBCU Tougaloo College that's located in Tougaloo, Mississippi. And they said, if you're in town, would you be interested in participating as a Republican panelist? Of course, Republican panel. You all know it's no secret. I'm a Republican, independent thinking, open-minded Republican. And I would love to be out of town. That's Valentine's Eve and so on, but I won't be. And it seems very interesting. It's been ages since I've been out in public in that fashion, and that everyone knows this is a topic that I love to talk about. So I would be a Repub panelist at an event hosted by the Gamma Psi chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. And the event is entitled Stop Clowning Around. What's going on with our ringleaders, meaning our political leaders? And it's going to be on Monday night at 7 o'clock p.m. And that's on February 13th, the evening before Valentine's Day. And it will be scheduled for... It will be held in Holmes Hall Auditorium. If you are familiar, if you're not familiar with Tougaloo College campus, it's like midway inside the campus. When you go through the gates, it's like just drive a little bit, like partway, halfway on the campus. So shout out to Christian Harris, who invited me, and I gladly accepted, and I'm really looking forward to it. Last night, I thought she and I would have like a 10 to 15 minute talk, just discussing the basic logistics of the event, and she and I talked for nearly 2 hours. She's a senior at Tougaloo College, 4.0, I must say, studying sociology, and I thank her again for the invite, and she's very excited that I accepted also. And she informed me that my fellow Republican panelists would be Nick Locke, and representing the Green Party would be Skip Kuhn. Representing the Democrats would be Tyson Jackson, Dr. Miranda Freeman, who is a professor there at Tougaloo College, Dr. James Stewart, who is also a professor there at Tougaloo College. And it seems like it's going to be a pretty neat event. Very, very positive and very informative and so on. I could say more, but I won't. But they're celebrating Delta Week that week. And so this event will be one of the first events scheduled. I know there will be a fashion show at Thursday, and they have a ball scheduled for the 18th. But Christian and the president of her chapter will be guests on the show in the near future, so you'll get all the information that you need from Christian and the president of her chapter at Tougaloo College also. So it's going to be a blast, because there will be door prizes. And also on-campus registration, where students and faculty won't have to do absentee voting, but they can go ahead and register on campus. So it's going to be a nice event, it seems like. I'm pretty excited, looking forward to it, really. So hello to everyone in the guest room. But hello to everyone in the chat room. And I was checking out the DallasNews.com, and I love this part of DallasNews.com that says Today in History. And I see where today there are some birthdays. Jason Segel, three actors. Jason Segel is 32, Jesse L. Martin of Law and Order is 43, and Kevin Costner, one of my favorite actors, is 57 today. And Cary Grant, who's like one of my favorite old Hollywood actors, was born Archibald Leach in Bristol, England in 1904. When I was a little girl, I used to love watching black and white comedies and old comedies, and The Three Stooges and Laurel and Hardy. And I see where Oliver Hardy of the comedy team Laurel and Hardy was born today also, in Harlem, Georgia, 1892. And it doesn't seem this long, but another story that was breaking on this day in 1990, Washington, D.C. Mayor Marion Barry was arrested for drug possession in the FBI sting. Remember that? And last week, and Tom Joyner, I was listening to that show before I came on air this morning. But Tom Joyner and his crew were talking about Marion Barry. Marion Barry is a native of Mississippi. I get back to you all on which city. I don't want to say the wrong city's name, but he is a native of Mississippian. So I like to talk about native Mississippians or people who really love Mississippi and adopted Mississippi. And another thing that we talked about, like on Monday, the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday was observed in all 50 states for the first time in 1993. Now that's history. And another history fact, 2011, the first director of the Peace Corps, R. Sergeant Shriver, died. I remember when he died last year. It's Maria Shriver's father, right, passed away on this date. So, like, good stuff happened on this date, and, you know, that was kind of sad, but he lived a really long life, didn't he? We have about a minute left as the show live streams. I did have other things to discuss, but there's no one is wanting to make a comment or hasn't called in to make a comment about cheaters. We'll continue our dialogue. Message me on blogtalkradio.com, CultureShock Inc.-Beth. Instead of the month of February to celebrate the anniversary of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, March 21st, March will be the month that I'll try out the upgrade where the show will be extended to 2 hours. Therefore, my beloved listeners of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports will have more time to chime in and also chat in the chat room. I have about 37 seconds, and what's up? What's up is hump day. And Friday we're talking sports and other breaking news and definitely politics. Saturday we're talking about the inaugural parade and Rick Perry and the South Carolina primaries. Okay? I would love it if Rick Perry would call in, or one of his representatives. But what's up? Just happy hump day and spread love. Thank you so much for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Love you much.